Hello, Los Angeles.
Hello, LA.
My name's Steve Cato, and I'm here in the fantastic K-Chung studio with my co-host, Nicholas Miller.
Oh, God.
And
let's just cut to the chase, Steve.
That's right, Nicholas. And we have something extremely, extremely unique to tell you. And serious, too, if you can't tell by the tone of our voice.
Yeah. One could even say uniquely embarrassing.
What we're going to say is so unique in the history of both K-Chung Radio and The Talking Show that you might think you dialed another radio station up, that you are not, in fact, listening to The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio, but you are. Actually,
yeah, you would have maybe even thought it was public radio.
So hold your disbelief in check for a moment.
Public radio.
We made a mistake. A mistake was made of a technical nature. Not last week, but the week before, when our guest in the studio was Mark Connery.
Poor Mark. Everything appeared to be going so well.
That's right, Nicholas.
But you know what they say about appearance.
Although humans are fallible, the technical staff at K-Chung are superhuman.
I mean, more than superhuman. More.
That's right. Superhuman. And they don't make mistakes. Gunther does not make mistakes.
Steve, I think you're being too easy on him. He's a tone meister, for crying out loud. Jeez.
So, it was with some alarm that it was pointed out to us that there was, in fact, no talking aired when Mark Connery was supposed to be talking. There was just background music. And so, for this, we are very sorry.
Mark, we are so very sorry.
That's right. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm sorry, everyone. Jeez.
Yeah. I just hope our listeners can learn to trust us again after this.
Here's what happened, folks. Here's what happened. There is a principle called wave interference, whereby two waves interacting with each other can either amplify certain aspects of each or diminish aspects of each. A principle similar to this is in operation in, for example, most ring modulator effects. But what's happened here is something more akin to what would happen in your noise-canceling headphones called phase cancellation. So if you were to draw a wave shape and then you were to imagine it reflected in a mirror underneath itself and draw that wave shape, so they are essentially the same wave shape, just one, the mirror image of the other. And then you played them both on top of each other. Mathematically, those waves would cancel out to zero.
Yeah. I'm gonna jump in here, Steve, and offer a bit more pedestrian explanation. Imagine you have a teeter-totter, and it's at perfect equilibrium, so it's not tilted in one direction or the other. And then you have two very fat young kids, one unfortunately named right, and the other one equally unfortunately named left. And both right and left jump from a great height onto the teeter-totter at the exact same time. You know what happens then? You don't hear Mark Connery.
Now, something that I think our tone meister Gunther might not have taken into account is that Mark Connery's voice is only perceptible in stereo. It's rare. It's rare. Most people's mouths are just a single hole, a sound hole, and a food hole, and an air hole. And the sound, air, food hole requires a single microphone and makes a single sound. Mark Connery appears visually to have a single sound air food hole. But in fact, it doesn't work that way at all. It's sort of the interior organs in Mark's head are more akin to those high-tech disc speakers. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that because I just saw one of those for the first time at Gunther's apartment in Santa Monica. Yeah. You think he would have known better.
Yeah, they're like kind of like just like a frisbee. And they don't seem to make any vibrational sound, but they just do. It's a magnetic thing, apparently. I really don't know how those work. But anyway, what happened is Gunther did something that he often does, which is summed the show, the stereo parts of the show. The show was assembled on, of course, and recorded two-inch audio tape. But when it's going out over the air, when it's going into the archives, he usually downsamples it, puts it in mono to save space on the Kaechung server. It's a service, you know, keeping everything running for everyone. And obviously compresses it into an MP3 format, not the archival 2-inch tape format that we keep in the talking show vault. So when Gunther summed the show to mono, not being aware of Mark's extraordinary internal physiology, he inadvertently canceled Mark's voice, which is perfectly well recorded and perfectly audible in day-to-day contexts, and perfectly audible in the stereo recording that we have on tape in the vault.
Yeah. You know, you wouldn't even know that Mark had all that weird shit going on just from looking at him. You wouldn't be able to tell.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to rebroadcast the recording Mark made in the Kaechung studio with our apologies to Mark, to you, the audience, to everyone. We weren't aware when we were doing the show in the studio that this was happening because we were there with the real things. Mark was there. Nicholas and I were there.
Right? Yeah, totally unmediated.
Yeah, we were there. We were all there.
We were just there.
And you don't know what it sounds like in Radioland until, you know, you get the letters in the next week. And so we were reading our mail at the station and realizing that, oh God, something had happened. Anyway, we had the other show booked, so we went ahead with last week's show. And now we have an opportunity to make good on this mistake.
Yeah, and we're going to do it right this time.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Connery, again.
Heavy on the wrist. Keep my eyes ring. Time that we bring.
Yeah, that's a small thing. G-O-D. Part part three. Could be sick. Sick mom car sick.
Heavy on the wrist.
MikeRidley.com.
But right now, niggas watch as full of silicone skin.
Even though I mean, I fill my mind up with things. I take away the pain. Pain. My cellular phone rang. That's something. To love you ain't more than living itself. Even though my friends tell me she ain't good for my health. When I would fuck with Tango Pay. Tango Pay introduced me to a first cousin Gold. That last name was English and the first name O. But Gold couldn't.
Even my dick is hard. I'm going to make sure that I'm around to hold you. We'll never leave the side until the day I die. I'm gonna recognize that this game can be hard. Long as you go with me, we are. If I decide, I wish
I used to be in love with this bitch named me and Jay. Don't fuck with her no more, now I fuck with Tango Ray. Tango Ray introduced me to her first cousin Gold. Last name was English and the first name O. But Gold couldn't take the dick, it made me lazy. We split apart and now I met this new trick, Zany. Not me and Zany, we've been together ever since. Our love combines to form a science. What is this? I bust a cherry. Took a virginity in 91. Now that she's open, everybody wanna tap something. Go get your own, don't make me have to fucking clap something. I love my shorty more than life, now ain't that to love you dainty more than living itself. Even though my friends tell me she ain't good for my health. When I go pick her up, they tell me put her back on the shelf. They say your piece, she only wants you for one thing, that's your wealth. But I don't pay attention, cause she's my baby, the dainty. You know she drive me crazy, she's my number one lady. Met her back in 89, now she's 22, acting like she's 40. She said all I need is a man to support me. Besides, you from the 41st side of things. And Queensbridge niggas be acting like they kings. Pushing Lexuses, wearing fat diamond rings. My cellular phone ring supreme, international, think rational. The 12th Street crew move back when we come through. Come through, come through. I think the whole world's going insane. I fill my brain up with zany and drink away the pain. I think the whole world's going insane. I fill my mind up with liquor and drink away the pain. I think the whole world's losing its brain. I fill my brain up with liquor and drink away the pain. I think the whole world's going insane. I fill my mind up with zany and drink away the pain.
Tommy Hill was my nigga, and others couldn't figure how me and Hill figure used to move through with vigor. Had to sit and plan on how to make these seven figures. Said a Brinks is coming through at Fashion Avenue at Tuesday at 2. Now we got a former crew of motherfuckers who ain't going out like sucker. Told me call Kanai and all my other brothers. I told my sister Walker, who was the smoothest talker, negotiate the deal with the mother money stalkers. Diesel drove the Beamer, the hatchback of course. Nautica or navigate to keep us on course. Polos acting polo, trying to say he the boss. I said shut the fuck up, the kid is out with the loose act. Got a big trade pam, bitch is just a shoe bat. Tim is on the roof with the 12 gauge rifle. Scope is on the top, so you know he live at Eiffel. Took the aim of Oswald, caught him north in the face. All them other kids, they had their tools aimed to space. Levi had the snub, so you know they getting laced. Donna Cameron was crying, cause man shells was flying. Damn, all we want is a piece of the pot. And Nike scooped the stats, cause he moves like air. Threw them shits up in the trunk, now we up out here. Got back to the mansion to divvy up the paper. Helly Hansen was the brain of the whole entire caper, so she felt it was right for her to get the whole slice. Everybody in the crew didn't think it was nice. I guess not, and guess was hot. So guess what?
What?
Guess took the jigger and jigged it in the gut. Hey,
thank you.
The tune I've picked is an album track off Kid Cudi's second album, called The Man on the Moon 2, The Legend of Mr. AJ. It starts off with a sort of hypnotic, melancholy feel to it as he sings, "I'm off on an adventure. This is for all the kids like me." The lyrics are about him watching birds fly, and it'll resonate with anyone that smokes too much who's sat there feeling like a spectator as life unfolds around him. He's the introverted hermit who's out of his comfort zone and sort of an example to follow, offering some hope for those who relate to him. So it's not all just doom and gloom. I love the haziness of it. It feels like all the old drugs, sonically and lyrically, perfectly encapsulating that mindset. And when I listen to it, it makes me feel like I'm in some sort of subterranean underground bunker, but I'm looking up at the stars. It's an absolute hell tune.
I'm off on the adventure.
Well, good. This is dedicated to all the kids like me. Wherever you are.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that was our rebroadcast of Mark Connery. This time you heard him, ladies and gentlemen, not the silence that once was him. And we are, again, truly sorry we screwed that one up. Aren't we, Nicholas?
Yeah, we are. We are sorry. But not to be nitpicky, I'm not a nitpicky person, but it was actually Gunther's fault, the engineer. The file got messed up and the performance didn't air properly. What's that, Gunther? Did you hear this? Do you hear what Gunther's saying through the headphones?